back. Welcome to The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Woog, and my gorgeous friend,
Mrs. Berry.
How are you, Mrs. Berry?
Look, I'm actually very well, but I'm quite rankled.
Rankled? That's not a word I've heard before.
It's just like when things, you're not really angry, you're not really pissed off. It's kind of like irritated, but it's almost... it's less irritated than irritated. So you're just sort of rankled, you know, like people just doing stuff and you go, oh, for fuck's sake. You know, you just sort of...
Well, I had a birthday on Monday.
You did?
And I tell you, my birthdays are just getting better with every year because years and years ago, I used to hate my birthday.
I remember you hating it.
I used to get depressed on my birthday.
That was not that long ago.
No one would do anything right. No one would do anything. And then a couple of years ago, my friend Liz said to me, why do you keep doing this to yourself? Do something fun. Organise something. So that's where we had the lunch at Mama Mulan.
Yes.
And on Monday was my birthday. I had lunch with my mum, my dear friend Cara, and my sister Jess down at Milsons Point.
Beautiful.
We've been there with Wendy before.
Yes.
So good, the food. And then I had some girlfriends come over and we just drank champagne and ate Thai.
Nice.
And that was good enough for me.
See? That's gorgeous.
Yeah. But you have to do it. You have to organise it.
Yes.
Because if you don't organise it, then you get disappointed that no one else has organised it. Everyone's selfish pricks, so I organise it myself.
But the thing is if you organise it, so long as it's not something like some, like if you were having people over and then you cooked everything and blah, blah, blah.
But that would be heaven for you.
Yes. Well, it would be, but that's
hell for me.
I'm weird. Then you're not disappointed.
Yeah.
Like if it's just like come over for dinner.
Yeah.
And everyone just comes over and then you just get takeaway and drink and French champagne. Like, what is not to love?
Yeah, we just got the blankies out. Yeah. We had a good laugh. They gave me beautiful presents. I went to bed very grateful and blessed, which is not a usual state for me to be in.
And there hasn't been any post-birthday depression?
No.
Well, I think we can say you've turned a corner.
I feel like I've turned a corner.
You actually look very good this week.
Yeah, ever since I've moved here, like I'm sleeping like a log.
Ugh.
I'm not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning worrying about the world.
Everything, you look...
I just feel good.
Your eyes have got their, you know, little twinkle back
in. Yeah, no, I feel good.
Look at that.
I know what's happening. Of course, let's question that now. And wonder what's going on.
Oh, just because I'm like, I wonder what, oh God, how long will it last? Like maybe it won't last that long. What if it goes away and it never comes back?
It's going to go back and I knew how good I had it for such a short time.
Oh God.
But I did have a near-death experience, which I'd like to discuss.
Oh, okay.
See that gas heater?
Oh God. Yes.
See it?
Yes.
Yesterday I was lying on the couch in front of the heater and I was so cuddly and warm. I started to get a bit tired.
Oh, my God.
My lips were tingling and my nose felt a bit funny. Anyway, I couldn't complain. And then the boys came through the back door, screamed because the house was filling with gas. And
what?
I was gassing myself to death.
So you almost died of carbon monoxide poisoning?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Just there, right there.
At least it would have happened on that new gorgeous lounge. It's a favourite. Like they would have been able to say, well, she was sleeping on a new favourite lounge, so she was happy.
Fuck, I felt very unwell for a while.
Yeah. So what happened? Was the thing not in properly?
Yeah, Mr. Wu installed it, so obviously it's manslaughter charges.
So
could you imagine how guilty?
So have you tried it back on it?
No. No, it's going. It scarred me. You're getting a good old-fashioned oil heater.
No. They're so expensive to run.
Gas heaters are more expensive.
Well, actually, yes, gas is incredibly expensive at the moment.
You haven't received Mr. Woog's gas versus electric bill lecture yet? Because that's one of his favourite at the moment.
Well, I'll match him with life choices of having my coffin-sized chest freezer that has done things to our electricity bill that... I have to hide because when Mum first saw it, she goes, it's only got 1.5 stars. And I was like, I don't care. And now I do care because, fuck, it's really expensive to run. And I'm like...
And it's not, you can't turn it off and on as you want to.
No.
It's got to be running the whole time.
Well, because it's full of meat.
Oh.
It's full of stuff.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, we're in the kitchen. So
just press pause.
Oh, we're going to press pause.
Yep.
Okay.
Back in a sec.
Hang on.
And funnily enough, dear listeners, Kim was just given the lecture from Mr. Woog about the gas versus electric bill.
Yes.
Because apparently Australia has sold all the gas resources overseas.
So when I was writing about the environment 6 years ago, that was all coming out then. It was just like, well, we export it all.
I know.
So our domestic gas supply is low, so it costs a lot. And it's like, why does this country not look after it? Like, why does this country not keep enough of its own resources for its people?
We're just fucking idiots.
We're such idiots.
We are so fucked.
Oh, my gosh.
We are so fucked. Cheery, hey. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. This gin is delicious.
Okay, for those listening.
I'm probably going to have to be here for about 5 hours.
That's all right. We're drinking a...
Oh, an Italian gin.
Italian gin. And Kim really rates this, and she knows her gin, so...
It's called Malfi. Malfi con limone. It's from Italy.
That means lemon.
Lemon. It means lemon. Isn't that funny? Like, our language, it's a lemon, so we'll just put an E on the end.
Can I tell you that my friends will never forget Mr. Woog saying something once. He said, we were all having dinner or something, and he said, isn't lemon the most delightful flavour? And it was so random that now every time they have a lemon or talk about Mr. Woog, they talk about what a delightful flavour lemon is.
Yes.
I do like lemon. I like ginger.
Yes.
What do you like?
I'm a big fan of
citrus. Why are you hugging that bottle like a baby?
I don't know. That's just a natural thing for me. Anything with alcohol, I just hold it. Except, you know, that's one of the things that's rankled me this week. Like, this gin's actually really lovely and I'm going quite well, thank you very much. But really, I can't seem to drink alcohol anymore.
I think we had an exchange this week, whereas I suggested that I just wanted to go and get completely off my face.
Yeah.
But it wasn't going to happen because...
You just feel so shit afterwards.
So
the point?
Shit, it's not the point. What is the point? But yeah, no, I've got quite a mature palate now when it comes to alcohol.
Well, I think people need to know we're sitting here saying this in front of glasses of wine and gin at 3 o'clock in the
Shut
afternoon.
Shut up! They don't know that. You dick, now they know.
Now they know. Well, it's not actually. It's 3:48. So that's
I've been told that we have to do at least 1 hour podcast today too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they disappointed last week.
I think so.
Hey, I watched a movie last night on Netflix with Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Who is just one of the most... She's actually a brilliant actress and she is just smoking hot. It was called The Old Guard and it's based on a... what do they call those novels? It's a novel, but it's not a cartoon. It's a... Oh, what's it called? A visual novel? No, that's not what it's called. Stop
just
it.
Wake me up when you're finished.
Anyway, fuck, so good. Everyone, get on board. It's so good. It's about who are immortal and what they do. It's just brilliant. You have to watch it.
I would just neck myself if I was immortal.
Yeah, well, I must say, like, in the actual show, Charlize Theron is pretty much over it. She's like, I think she's been alive.
I don't know how I'm going to get through this one life, let alone never ending.
She's been alive for 5 gajillion years, and she's just like, fuck this shit.
I have been in my new suburb all 5 minutes, and now I find myself on a committee.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I had a meeting
this
today.
This happened in the midst of...
Moving
and Dusty being
I'm
lost.
Going up against the New South Wales government.
Oh, my God.
About zoning laws.
Does this relate to the sign I saw on a post as I was driving here saying, don't let your suburb become a rat run? Is that about that?
Oh, yeah, probably. I don't know. And it's quite political, I have to say. Like, there's lots of sort of...
It's a committee.
It's a committee.
Of course it's political.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, my God.
I've only been here for a week.
Are you a group of disgruntled neighbours?
I'm going to be on...
Disgruntled residents.
Yes. I'm going to get my market trolley and I'm going to walk the streets getting a signed petition with a cavoodle and a straw hat.
Oh, my God.
Some Sensible shoes.
What the fuck?
Like, no, it is a lovely place to live, but it's very genteel around here. Like,
oh yeah, yes, we're not in a land of, this isn't Struggle Street. But I don't understand, what are they protesting against?
See the tennis courts at the back of my house.
All right,
they're going to try to get that rezoned from recreational to commercial.
So they want to put
big
office block on it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Which wouldn't make me happy. I mean, there goes the view.
There goes the view.
There goes the view. Jesus Christ, I'm disgruntled.
Yes. Oh, God, I can't.
And
I
true just, like, and trude and all my friends in my street are disgruntled as well.
I love that you're already on it.
Of course I am.
Disgruntled residents committee. That's so good.
And you know, now that I've moved so close to the city, how many times have we been asked to go into the ABC? None.
Oh, I know.
What happened to that gig?
Yeah, that's right up. And also,
Michael,
we need to actually giddy up with our promoting of this, because I've noticed in Wooshka that
we're dropping off, are we?
just a little.
Oh, shit.
Just the last two episodes. So maybe you know why? Maybe people have been on holidays.
Because I haven't had, look, it's me, of course, because I haven't had Wi-Fi. So I haven't been able to put it up on the Weeks World Facebook page, of which there's 25,000 people. So.
Oh.
But just subscribe, you dickheads.
Yeah, just subscribe, and then we don't need to, you know, have to go to that exhausting length of just
clicking and writing a sentence.
Putting a link up.
Because that just takes it out of me.
The other thing that I wanted to tell you about.
I'll tell you what was popular, and what we will do at the end of this, is that you're going to teach everyone how to poach an egg.
Oh, yes.
Because your soft scramble was, like, viewed quite a few thousand times.
I know. And it wasn't even the best presentation of my
and
soft scramble.
And I didn't even have Lurpak.
I know.
You shamers out there. I really got hate mail. They all atted me.
Yes.
For having margarine. Well, I'm sorry.
I know. Well, you're like Lee Sales because she has.
Yeah, I'm exactly like Lee Sales.
Because she uses Meadowlea, or I was going to call it mayonnaise, but that's not what it is. What is it? Margarine. She uses it. But, Annabelle Crabb has really big opinions about that.
As we all know, Andrew Faith had made a big loaf of sourdough, which was terrific, and Mr. Woog ate the entire loaf with Lurpak. So that's why we didn't have Lurpak. We've got Lurpak today, but I suspect we don't need to use it for a
poached egg.
Poached egg.
No, except for the toast that you're going to put your poached egg on.
Mm.
You need a bit of butter on that.
Yeah. Have you eaten anything good lately that you need to talk about?
Have I what?
Eaten anything good.
I've been cooking up a storm, actually. Sourdough thing is ongoing and getting more and more nuanced as I
like your focaccia.
The focaccias.
Where did you bring some focaccia?
That's why this chin's come back.
Oh, really?
Because I lost that chin with the great gut ache, and then all of a sudden it came back in the last 2 weeks, and I reckon it's the focaccia.
My friend Mon took some photos of me on moving day, and then now she just sends it to me every day because she's a bitch. I'll show it to you.
Is that the photo you sent me?
Yeah. I look like the cross between an 85-year-old Bulgarian potato farmer had sex with a troll doll, basically. And I look at it, and because she sends it every day because she hates me, and I look at it and I just go, I'm not that ugly, am I?
You are not.
Because I look at that and that is me. That is me.
No, that is you on moving day. Moving day. Do you know, my friends Bronwyn, Marina and I have photos of each other the morning after a particularly big evening, and every now and then we just randomly send them to each other because that's the kind of friends we are.
Yeah.
You know, we just go, remember when you looked like this?
But then she took one on my birthday. I've got this thing called globophobia, right? It's a fear of balloons. It's quite a common thing.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Written about it extensively, obviously researched and joined the support group. But
yeah,
she put balloons on my present, knowing full well that I have this condition. So she's taken a photo of me screaming at the balloons, and I look like I'd be in a nursing home. Not good. I'll show you in the break. They're not good photos.
That's not nice.
So now my perception of self It's not, I don't have high self-esteem.
Well, you need
now.
To just take on board what I said before when I said you're looking terrific.
Thank you.
It twinkles back in your eye. You've got good colour.
It's because I didn't gas myself to death.
I know. That's probably the oxygen in your blood is still like trying to repopulate.
Jack, in other news, learned how to make KFC popcorn chicken.
Oh, yes.
It's very good.
Yes, yes.
Without the fat, because you know popcorn chicken is basically just the fat that they sweep up from the floor. Like, there's no actual chicken in that. That is like giblets, necks and assholes. But he made them beautiful breasts and he soaked them in buttermilk and he did all this fucking around with it and they were so yummy.
Were they?
Yeah.
Mmm. We used to call it, what did we call it? Beaks and assholes. Beaks and assholes. They're so tasty though.
Speaking of tasty,
yes.
I see you've brought some savoury mints over.
Savoury mints.
Can you talk us through how you make your savoury mints?
So many of our listeners who have grown up in a particularly Anglo environment will probably remember savoury mints from their youth.
Right up there with crumbed cutlets.
Crumbed cutlets. Remember when you
so good.
Remember when you just have crumbed cutlets because they were like, I don't know,
throwing them
15
away.
Cents?
Or, I know.
You know.
Now they're like, it's
$3.50 a cutlet or something outrageous.
Tell me where that butcher is.
My children haven't had a cutlet in a decade, I'd say.
They're so good. Crumbed cutlets.
Crumbed cutlets.
With mashed potato.
Oh, Mum used to make them with the cornflake crumbs, like the crummies that are cornflakes.
I know a girl who once made some macadamia crusted cutlets.
They travel beautifully.
They travel beautifully. Across the bridge into the garden.
God, we just walked straight into that. I can never see it coming.
Yeah, that was, I was lining that up, and then boom, there you
go. Look at that. Smooth landing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had this hankering, I kind of just wanted mince, but just not bolognese. And I was like, oh my God, maybe I can try. And like, seriously, I was looking up recipes. You don't, for savoury mince, you really fucking don't need a recipe. Just chuck in whatever you want.
Can you explain? Because it's an unusual hue.
So, that's a bit of an unusual. So, you start off like you do with any sort of mince or pretty much any major sort of.
Get your margarine
saucy,
out.
Saucy casserole type thing. So, onion, carrot, celery. And then chop all that up.
What do they call that?
Not mise en place. That's when everything's out properly. I can't remember. There's so many things we've done. We've said that in today already. People are going to be screaming at their devices because we did that earlier with something else. What it was called, now we're doing it again, people are gonna be yelling
at us. Why no one's listening, everyone's tuning out
slowly, losing our
minds.
Anyway, you know, you saute that off and then you on a bit of garlic, and then you can add ginger if you want, if you're giving it a particularly sort of
exotic
flavor. And then I did go a bit bougie because I actually threw out my Keen's curry powder the other day because it was out of date, and so I had some fresh curry leaves in the fridge because I had made a fish curry this week that was out of this world, and so I had some fresh curry leaves and some mustard seeds and some fenugreek seeds. And if you don't have fenugreek seeds, you just use mustard seeds, but they're just a bit more nutty. They make a little, you can tell. Anyway,
you could tell. I couldn't tell.
And so you do that, and then you add the mince, and you brown off the mince, and then you add, chopped potato. So I chopped up a couple of potatoes, diced a few potatoes, and then just that and the stock. I actually had some beef bone broth stock in the freezer from Mum and her rough guts, and not that they were from Mum.
Yeah, keep going.
Bad. Anyway, and then a cabbage. And then you cut up cabbage.
Oh, that's just cabbage fart in a bowl, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just fart food. And then, I added some turmeric and some chili powder.
And that's
why it's got that yellowy curry colour.
Fart in a bowl.
And then you just enough stock and water and stuff that, you know, it's all. And then I just add a corn flour slurry, that's what it's called, to thicken
it. How dare you call me that?
To thicken it. So 2 tablespoons of
corn flour
and just some water, and then pour it in, and then it just.
Did you have it for dinner?
We had it. I made it this morning, so we had it for lunch. We had it with buttered bread rolls.
What? Nice.
So good. But on buttered toast or in a jaffle or like with rice.
Oh, in a jaffle.
In a jaffle.
Oh, yeah, with cracked black pepper and some cheddar.
Yeah, it's cheddar, like a good...
Yeah, sharp cheddar.
Yeah, sharp cheddar.
Oh, God, I'm getting hungry now.
I know. And then, do you know what else? So I was making that and then that was cooking and then I made kitchen cacciatore. I made chicken cacciatore.
Did you make Baby Mac's recipe?
No, it's she does. Yeah, that one is delicious. It's not a tomato-based
one.
No,
it's a white wine.
White wine and lemon and green olive one.
Yeah, it's so good.
I have made that before and I am a strong advocate for it.
It's delicious.
But I just had a hankering for that unctuous, tomato-y...
Unctuous is also an awesome word.
Isn't it a great word? So on my way home, I'm going to call in at the supermarket and get some pappardelle.
Pappardelle.
And then just put some butter through that and then have that with the chicken cacciatore for dinner. You're welcome.
I'm going to the pub for dinner.
Oh, are you? Which one?
I'm not saying.
Oh.
Stalker. If I just say the Royal.
Yeah.
There's a Royal every town.
There's one.
And I took the boys. Since we've been here, I don't think we've had one night where we haven't had extra people.
Right.
There seems to be a lot of big boys.
In your house.
In my house a lot of the time. And that's why you caught me vacuuming, because they all had toast this morning without plates. But I think we had 7 last night. And they're not... And Harry's the smallest.
Yes.
Out of all of them. And Harry's a big boy.
Yes.
So I took them to lunch at Yum Cha as a thank you, because they've been doing a lot of
work. Oh, yeah. For us. How much was that? $500?
No, there was only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
It was 2.
All right.
But I didn't buy soft drinks. I made them drink water. But I ordered a lot of food and I was thinking, shit, they're not going to eat this.
Yeah. And they ate it all.
Two of them ate like a whole plate of prawn dumplings by themselves. Like,
yeah.
Had a plate each.
Yeah.
Each.
Did you go to New Shanghai?
Yes. And I haven't been for ages, so it was a treat.
I haven't been for so long. Do you remember the time I went there and I had the soup dumplings and the soup shot up my nose and gave me like a third degree burn and I had a big blister and then we were going out with the Prime Minister the next day?
That's right.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good. Just had this big weeping sort of sore on my nose when I met her.
Everyone healthy at your joint?
Everyone is tickety-boo. Can I tell you a good story?
Yes,
because everyone loves us an Ogga story.
Yeah.
One of Ogga's oldest friends, Millie, they have known each other since...
I've met Millie.
Since they first started a program called Start Right. So they were... it was a school entry program. So they've known each other since they were 5. And she was the most... just this tiny little chicken wing of a thing. She has more character than a cast of, I don't know, Chicago. And they live up our way as well. And she's got a beautiful family. And I think she's one of four or five as well, and we always joked because she's Millie Barry and Oscar's Oscar Berry. Anyway, her brother and his partner, and they've been together for 100 years. I don't know how old they are. They must only be early 20s.
That gin's lovely.
Isn't it lovely?
It's lovely. It's lovely.
Lovely. He and his girlfriend have set up their own support service for people with disabilities.
Good people.
And they're both still at uni. They're they're doing business at uni, but they're doing this, running this program. So Oscar has been going out with them. I actually need to look because I think we're going to run out of his funding. Haven't been managing it very well. He's actually been going out Saturdays and Sundays with them, and they take him on massive bushwalks. Max did some one-on-one days with him this week, and one of those was he had him out in the garden, so they did all this gardening and weeding. At their place. And then had him on the tools, had him with a drill and a hammer and a, you know.
Oh, my God, I'm just imagining the questions.
Can you imagine? And I just love it because I'm not getting the questions.
Oh, my God.
Max is getting the questions. And Max and Courtney just love him and they don't care. They're just like, oh, he's just, you know, got so many questions. And I go, yeah, and he's asking you. And do you know how I know he's having an awesome time and it's a really good thing for him?
Because he's quiet when he comes home?
Because I don't get 5,000
phone calls
and texts. And it's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So this has been a very new development. And I'm very excited about it.
That's terrific.
Yes.
A lot of interest in the skincare discussion.
I know. Yeah. And that did that ever get put up? You're as bad as I am.
Yeah, no, I did put it up. And the company,
did you?
Yeah, the company even got in touch with me and said, what? Thank you. And I was like, well, don't thank me. It wasn't sponsored or anything. It's just Jack. But I was surprised to see how many people already used it. Why am I always the last to know these things?
Oh, Nicole Roberts on the page put up a thing saying roll call migraine. I've had a nagging headache for the last 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, last time you were here, were you bitching about that too?
Yeah, and it's just been good. It's just been teetering on migraine land. It's just been sitting right on the edge.
Are you stressed at the moment?
I'm always stressed. And the burning, searing pain in my neck and shoulders. It just goes on and on. But my friend Chris Barth, the TV news...
Barthy,
who's just... She is a good egg.
Yeah, I like
woman.
Her.
She's a nice. Good egg. She pinged me...
I first met her and she was absolutely off her tits.
Was she?
Yes, in camera age. She was so funny. Anyway, she'd probably really appreciate me bringing that up.
And actually another friend of mine who just happens to be a judge for the Land and Environment Court.
excuse me, I think you dropped something.
They mentioned something on my when I put up my because it was eight years this week from when I hurt my back.
Yes, okay.
And then it's, you know, and then I had the surgery in 6 months.
Vomiting in that room.
I still remember you coming to visit me and me being so off my chops on opioids that I kind of don't actually remember you being there, but I remember it. But
we talked about the curtains a lot.
Did we?
Yes.
Anyway, and they gave me the name of a pain specialist in St. Leonard's, and I'm going to go and see him.
Oh, my mother-in-law would probably know that person too, because she lives with chronic pain.
Right.
And Chris said, I hooked her up with
Chris
a bit of
her. Chris said he is expensive, but worth it.
And oh, God, you would pay anything to get rid of chronic pain. I remember once, like, when I fucking... Boxing Day this year, I slept funny out at Mum's.
Yeah.
And I had a crooked neck for 6 weeks.
That you can't even see straight. Yeah.
I wanted to walk in front of a bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some days it would be better than others.
Yeah. But then it comes back enough for you to just...
Go, oh, my God. And I remember Mr. Wu did his back in once. And he was just, I had to call an ambulance because he was writhing in pain. And I was like, I can't manage this.
Yeah, he needed the green whistle.
He needed the green whistle. And then the ambo, and I love the ambulance, right? They are my peeps.
Yes.
Except for this one. Mm. He came in and he goes, oh, I should call an ambulance when I've got a bad back. And I went, mate, look at him. He's like, Alex couldn't even talk. He was like writhing around. That was not a nice... But I love the ambulance. And I love ambulance shows.
Yes. Have you seen the... There's two Australian ones.
Yeah, I love all of them.
And there's one... And there's two sisters who are both ambos.
Yes.
That's pretty
awesome. I always find ambulance men quite hot.
Yeah.
Even if they're older.
Yes, even if they're older guys.
Because you know what? I'm thinking, you could save my life if necessary.
Yeah.
And I think that holds enormous appeal to me.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something? Today I was just flicking through looking at my LinkedIn feed, and someone who owns a company that I follow put up a link to an article in The Australian. I mean, enough said. But it was basically all I can find, because of course I cancelled my Australian subscription after they last published someone's article about something about trans...
All right.
That was ill-informed and really quite harmful. And, what's the bird's that?
That's an Indian miner. It's like a rat with wings. Put your glasses on.
I put my glasses on.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck, it's just one of those.
Yeah, that's not exotic.
Anyway, you have a link to this article that's in today's paper talking about how the lack of women in engineering is because they have a choice. Now, and then someone else who I follow...
That just doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I think the argument was... Well, I don't know because I haven't read the article. But,
so
like,
let's discuss.
So I really want to call him on it. But I haven't seen the articles, so I feel like...
No, you can't do that.
I can't do that.
Why don't you read the article?
But then I don't want to be... Because I can't access it. All right. It's behind the paywall. And I'm not buying it. Like, fuck that. I'm not giving them my money. And then someone else who I also follow, who I have a really high regard for, actually he then piped in below and said something like, yes, but you can say it. You're not allowed to say that because he's a man. And it's like, oh, my God. Like,
who do you... You know how last week we wished harm against certain people?
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch, you're still with us.
Mm.
Saul Hull, fetch. Who do you wish ill upon this week?
No.
No, you have to.
No,
you
don't.
Have to, or you die of a gas leak.
No,
okay, not will. Like, just maybe something uncomfortable, like a hernia.
Oh, there's well, that list's quite long.
Okay, well, still. Who's the feral going off at Dan Andrews?
Can we just, you know, like Dan Andrews, like
fucking cool, legend,
like. My God, that state did everything it could. Like, yeah. He did everything he could. It's you can't... And then he's the one who's being told he needs to resign because everyone else went out and breathed on each other.
Okay, so here's a man who's fronted up each and every day. He's been honest with the press.
Looking
he's
more
been,
and more tired.
Look, he looks fucking exhausted. He has not had a day off, right?
No.
He hasn't had a day off. Meanwhile, Turkey Face is pissing off next week for a holiday.
Is he?
Yeah. He's taking a couple of days with Jenny and the girls. Taking a couple of days. I don't begrudge anyone a holiday, but I think this probably timing isn't terrific. And word on the street is that he will be in the outskirts of Sydney in a place I like to call the
Blue Mountains?
No.
Campbelltown?
The Hills District.
Oh, God.
Which is home to, of course...
Oh, the Happy Clappers.
The Happy Clappers. I think he will commit political suicide if he is shown being at a Happy Clapper convention. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so he gets hernia of the week for me.
Do you know what I think has been really entertaining?
You have to give a hernia of the week. It's a new thing.
The thing that I've been that I have found most entertaining this week is the tit-for-tatting going between premiers.
I know!
And particularly between Gladys and Palaszczuk.
It's it's so Mean Girls.
It's just so Mean Girls. I'm like, well, if you won't do that, then and that's the end of that. Well, you know, she might think that that's the end of that, but I'm the one who's going to say it's the end of that. And it's just like...
It's so funny.
It's just like, what is happening?
It's so funny.
Pack
of losers.
Pack of losers.
But, you know, I sit here saying that. Meanwhile, I don't do anything, so at least they're doing something, I suppose. But I'm on the committee.
So listen, back to my dilemma, because these two guys have sort of now started their little love fest about just of complete disingenuous, misinformed attitudes. This thing on LinkedIn.
Oh, right, yes, okay.
And I just wanted to come back and say, because, okay, here's the big issue about gender parity and let's not even go to pay equality because that's just another whole thing.
No, we're trying to keep things light.
The whole thing is that when you're actually at school and up now into university, you're pretty much getting 50-50 in terms of male-female doing STEM, which is science, technology, engineering and maths, right? It's pretty much 50-50. And then you get to the workforce and suddenly you just get... The hiring is all the guys are getting hired. The women aren't getting hired. Then the weird pay thing starts happening as well. So the woman goes into the... Right? And then women exit the industry a lot quicker. So the issue is not at the feeder end. The issue is then actually coming into these sectors where the culture has been male for millennia.
And that's going to have to change.
And the only way you change it is by forcing in things like quotas and so that you have to force it. Because we've tried everything else and it hasn't worked. We've now got the parity at the level of school and training and education, but then once you get into the workforce, it stops. So you have to bludgeon that.
Force the hand.
You've got to force the hand.
Well, it's the only way that
serious, so I need to be able to say that
serious change can only occur when the mirror is held up.
Yeah.
In the spotlight.
Yeah.
And those changes.
It's the same thing with polystyrene, right? Until the government actually puts a levy on it for using it and therefore making it more expensive, companies aren't going to stop using it.
No.
It's so cheap. It's
cheap and practical. Easy and to store. And
it's the worst plastic in the world.
Dreadful. Dreadful. We're going to have to take a quick break.
Well.
And we're going to come back.
I'll get off my high horse now.
We're going to come back fresh off our high horses because we're running out of gin. You need to make another one. I need to go to the toilet. We'll see you after the break. And
Is that just gin or is it just tonic?
There's a tiny bit of gin and a little splash of tonic.
Yeah,
okay. That's not as strong as the one you made.
What is that?
I don't know. Instagram's a funny thing, isn't it?
It is a funny thing.
I don't care for Instagram influencers as a general rule.
No.
I think it's weird that some people... I was looking at someone called Nadia Bartel because she was in one of those dreadful... Pretty girl.
Yes, a pretty girl.
Married
yes.
to a footballer or an AFL player.
Oh, or was. Well, that's it. You've lost me already.
But her feed is just all pictures of her pouting. And I just wonder... I just wonder... What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. So I put a picture of myself up this week. I'm not pouting. And I really hummed and hawed. Like, I really wasn't going to do it. Because I was like, this is such vanity to, like, just put a picture of myself up there. But I'd been feeling so rotten and I really liked the picture. And I just went, fuck that. I'm going to put it up because I really like it. Of course, I didn't actually follow it through to the end point. Because then, of course, I just got all this love back.
I know. Like, look at this.
No, no. I wasn't fishing. I wasn't fishing.
And you feel like a dick. I put one up of me on my birthday because I was laughing at the waiter. Photo.
It's a gorgeous picture of
915
you.
915 likes, 58 comments, 6,500 reach, and clicks through 263 profile views. I never get that sort of shit on my Instagram.
So maybe that's why the influencers do it. That's why they do it.
But remember when you were young, you would have been called a lovo.
Yeah.
Love yourself much.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, you have a few tickets on yourself, don't you?
But
she needs to be brought down a peg.
Oh, go for it, love, go for it. Pout away, I say. But I just, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, Kim. I just feel sorry for the plain people because I look at the kids' Instagram accounts and see who they're following. All the girls are gorgeous. All the boys are gorgeous. But what about the plain ones? Like, I was a plain one.
Same.
I'd have no place on that platform because it would be me with my bucky beaver teeth. I just feel bad for people that
I have a feeling now that even the plain ones are not plain anymore.
No one's plain. All of them are good looking.
Yeah.
Like eating disorders and like get their eyebrows microbladed when they're 12. But
I know.
Sorry for Kim. She's dunking a bicky into tea and eating it. So
yeah, sorry.
You will be sorry.
Not really. I'm not making really any noise. Like, there's no chewing noise.
No, not like the twisties. Remember the days of twisties?
God, I almost stopped to buy some today.
Yeah, I did too, but I bought cookies instead for some reason.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you did. I'm like, really comforting.
Khloe Kardashian got a cookie jar happening. Okay, we're going to say a quick love to our Melbourne listeners.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. My heart actually broke when that news came through. Because I just know, I just pray it's not coming to Sydney. I suspect it is.
2 weeks. We've got 2 weeks before we're back in shutdown.
Apparently that's the word on the street, is that we've got 2 weeks. But Melbourne, I'm so sorry. Like, that would just be fucking with my mind so badly. And a shout out to you out there who've got, like, elderly parents and young kids. I mean, imagine having to be in lockdown with a toddler and a baby.
Oh, I know. We've talked. Yeah, I know.
Would you start drinking at 10?
Yeah.
And that's what happened last time.
I'd be on Bloody Marys before they even got up.
Are here. We are listening. We're feeling for you. Anyone makes any stupid jokes or points the finger at anyone, you're a dickhead and you can fucking undescribe. Listen to me.
We haven't really spoken at all about what was happening in the towers in Melbourne. I have kind of been incandescent with incredulity and rage about it. And I don't really... What I have done is I just linked to people with far more educated and authoritative insights into that situation. But someone called, you know, someone on my feed just went, hang out everything, guys. We just turn and call everything racist. It's not racist. And I'm like, every single person in that building is black or a person of colour.
And not from a non-English speaking background.
From a non-English speaking background, so generally migrants.
Kind of racist.
And if that had happened, that would not have happened to a apartment building made up predominantly of
rich white people.
Can you imagine if that happened at Horizons in Sydney?
Yeah, and could you imagine?
And they put police on every floor
and then fed you frozen out of date slop.
Not to, like, you know, have a group out the front of the building. And also, why police?
Yeah. Like,
it's a health crisis.
It's not a criminal crisis.
So I want you
to dial out the rage a bit more on that, Kim.
And so I think there's a lot of things that Melbourneites are contending with at the moment.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of simmering, and not even simmering, boiling issues down there sort of around refugees and migrant populations. And I think this has just been the absolute culmination of it. And I think when this mirror is turned on us, so we don't sit here and look at the States and go, my God, that's so fucked. And then it actually happens in, you know, one of our biggest cities. We kind of go, the shame and the guilt and the bewilderment that a lot of people feel about that, we have to capture that and then... And manifest the change that needs to happen.
You do look back on history with great joy and great shame. You know, you remember the highs and remember the lows. You don't really remember all of the middle bits, do you?
No. And I think I just lost my train of thought then. One of the things I did this week was look into the history of where I live and what that meant for Indigenous Australians. And there was a camp, like, just down on the Narrabeen Lake that I drive past, like, you know, 100 times a week. And they just were moved on, you know. Yeah. And it was interesting, they said there was another camp that was at Quakers Hat Hill or something in Mossman. And as I was driving here, it showed up on Google Maps.
Oh, wow.
And I went, might detour down there on my way home. And I think this is how, for those of us who are in a position of privilege and who do not live this every day, this is how the change starts in our world, is education and discussion and owning it, you know, and instead of putting up a link to an article that's behind a paywall that no one can comment, you know, that other people can't see and say, yeah, you know, the cries for this are just so misplaced because... People have a choice.
Don't read the comment section of anything at the moment because it's hideous.
Yeah, I think all of us are grappling, and maybe that's why we're a bit rankled, you know, is because life is still going on and we still have our day-to-day stuff that we're dealing with. But there's all this big picture stuff that is also really huge, demanding our attention at the moment.
Oh my God, it's just too much.
More than ever before. Like, and so...
Don't you think it's just too much?
It does. But we're in the position of privilege where we can go, turning it off.
I know. It's too much.
It's too much. So that's why I'm going to go home tonight.
Do you know what? I wish I was...
I'm going to make a bread and butter pudding out of my loaf of fruit and spiced fruit sourdough that I made earlier this week.
Oh, is that right, Prue?
Yeah, Prue. look at me in my outfit. This is a Prue outfit if there isn't a Trude.
You're looking very fetching.
Thank you. This is my sort of favourite smart casual outfit of the moment. So the other thing I did this week, I made the fish curry. That was amazing. So at the moment, my life is really revolving around
food
and work, and then the family. Like, I'm not really doing anything else. Like, And it's kind of lovely, you know, like the boys are all great and just so nice to have around. Isn't it nice when your kids turn that corner and they're really nice to have around? I'm kind of there.
It's so close. I'm seeing glimmers. And I even said to Horatio, I said, I'm seeing glimmers of the magnificent man that you are becoming. And keep it up. We had an interesting discussion about fishing the other day. One of his mates, who has moved in now, loves fishing. And we're talking about fishing. And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to go fishing. And then Mr. Woog and Harry both agreed that there was no way in living hell that they could kill a living being. Themselves.
Oh,
no,
they could
eat one. But yeah, they said.
Oh, God, it's so interesting.
Harry's like full of bravado, right? And he's, you move one of the lads, rah, rah, rah. But.
And push comes to shove.
Still has his teddy bear from when he was born, his Jinxie bear from when he was born. He's got all of John's shirts that are hanging up in his cupboard.
Oh.
And he's got the last thing that John gave to him, which was a globe that John got when he was a boy and gave it to Harry. He's really, really...
Sentimental. Yeah.
The other one couldn't give a fuck if you were on fire. Really?
But do you reckon that's just because of the age that he's at, or do you think that's actually a personality trait?
Oh, it's a personality trait.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't piss on me if I was on fire. which brings me to what I was going to say. Sometimes I wish I was a narcissist.
Yeah.
Because... you're an asshole, but you don't know you're an asshole, but you're always right, and you don't care what anyone thinks. Because I think too much. You think too much.
Yes.
We overthink. And I think being an empath is exhausting.
Yeah. One of the companies that I follow who just suddenly discovered $60 million worth of stock they have to write off. And that was a little bit of...
yummy, yummy stuff?
That was a little...
chocolate?
No. No. Gin? It's milk. And cereal.
Oh.
It's very boring.
I hate cereal.
And, you know, they sort of found out some of it in May.
Unless you're a cereal company and you're looking at investing in the Hot Flush podcast. And I love you. Cereal.
I love cereal, but then I eat it and then I feel really sick after it.
Did you see the photos I sent to you last night of me actually eating? Okay, listeners, you'll love this one. A cinnamon bun from Baker's Delight.
Not a finger bun. Like the actual...
the bun.
The tea cake bun.
And I just went, fuck it. And I picked it up and I ate most, like, 3/4 of it. And I didn't slice it or anything. And I sent Kim photos of it with the teeth marks in it.
And what did I say?
And you said that I would fucking eat that right
now. Yes, I said, get in my guts.
With some Lurpak.
With Lurpak. That, thickly sliced with butter...
yeah.
And mainly the middle bits where the icing's thicker. You just got to steer clear of the, you know, tight wad ends that are just...
yeah, you know, the bready ends.
Yeah, yeah, they're no good.
It's all about the icing on that thing.
It's all about the icing. And, you know, like, I had this exact discussion with Rob last week where I said, I really feel like old-fashioned tea bun.
Oh, yeah.
And Baker's Delight ones are okay, and their white frosting is pretty close. But it just, there's something, I don't know what they did. It was probably, you know, the kilos of sugar that was in it. I don't know. But yeah, old fashioned bakery cinnamon.
I love a Neenish tart.
Yeah. I like the pineapple ones with the pineapple.
You are curd, dead
and then
to me.
Mock cream and then the passion fruit icing.
Oh.
Oh, so good. Oh. What was I talking about before you rudely interrupted me?
Salt and pepper prawns, maybe? That's what I had for lunch. We need to crack on with the reader's questions, Kim.
We do.
So let's spend 10 minutes trying to find them.
Yes, okay. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, that's not the right app.
See, we do have a producer job going if you're able to produce and edit these things. We really need to up our game.
We've been saying that for four years.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to flog the shit out of it now.
Okay.
We've jumped the shark. Okay, we've got to play with the big guns now.
Do you know how much I love duck? I would eat duck till just forever.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I like squid.
Yeah? Just barbecue duck.
You know you can get them at Chats or just get a Peking duck for dinner.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
Well, because we've got my chicken cacciatore for tonight. But no, you can get them. There's a great place that does them in DY. Okay, I also love the graphic that you put up for this.
Thank you. What does it say?
Why are we so unpopular? Because we hate everyone.
It's not true. Just hate
none at all.
Most people.
Okay.
And I haven't read them, so this is going, we're going off the, and we're not going to be able to do all of them, so be selective. Sorry.
Oh, yes, Wendy says, sends love to the Victorian flushers.
Yep, we all do.
Vanessa says, please be gentle in commentary about Melbourne.
We have been.
Vanessa, we really feel for you. And do you know the other day, I put up on date night, I put up a picture of me and Rob out. And
someone at you?
No, they didn't at me. Melbourne people just wept.
Wept.
Yeah, that. Oh my God.
I know. But it's going to be us in 2 weeks, so no one say anything because you're going to have egg on your face, Kim.
Yeah. Sharon says, COVID and 2020 in general has made me very opinionated and stabby.
Good.
I always was easy with an opinion, but my views on things now seem very forthright.
Excellent.
I'm not suffering fools and I'm pushing send on emails that previously I might have slept on. I think I'm fulfilling my dream of being that old lady relative with no filter that everyone is wary of.
Good. It's called growth. And you're headed in the right direction, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There are a lot of you from Melbourne. God, guys. Just go gently.
Every day. I put a checklist up somewhere on one of my many platforms, which was really handy. It was talking about, every day do these things. And it was a really good one, I thought.
Yeah, okay. Can you... Yeah. I'll go and find that.
Share it with
you. Because that was... That sounds...
Some days you wouldn't... I wouldn't need that shit.
Yeah. Because I was just actually going to say, get back into doing some... following an online meditation, because I found it very helpful. Li Ling says that her husband's watching Alan Jones' new show. Is it grounds for divorce? Yes. Okay, can you need to share that.
Okay.
Steph, I'm meeting my dad's birth family for the first time at the end of the month. And was wondering if Kim had any advice on how to mentally deal with it.
Oh, how did your special go?
I haven't done it yet. It's not just my aunt and uncle I'm meeting. It's the whole lot, about 15 people. So Marianne says, how are you dealing with it? Steph says, faking it until I make it. That's it, Steph. Marianne says she's holding space for you. And then Anna says, yeah, same. Wishing you all the best, Steph. I've just started down the path of finding the identity of my biological family, and I can't begin to imagine how you must be feeling. Okay, so we're not going to, Steph, I'm going to, this has prompted me to make sure I go home and do the special as well. You're meeting your dad's birth family. So this is one of the things I always felt from my perspective as the one who was adopted out, and it might apply to you as well, because I felt in a way that I was, I was sort of the catalyst for a lot of things and a lot, but I was kind of the innocent party, or not the innocent's not the right word, but so for me, like when you go to these people.
Yeah, you're blameless.
You're blameless. So they're just going to look at you and they'll be like, oh, my God, she looks like...
None of your choice, none of your making.
That's right.
You can't do it. Like, you're blameless.
Yeah. They're going to look at you and be like, she looks just like, Nora. And you just go, what? And, and you'll find, it doesn't... However it is, it is. You can't... You don't know if it's going to be joyous or stressful or upsetting or wonderful. So you just have to...
Like everything in my life, in with very low expectations.
You just go into it with an
open... Then you never can be disappointed.
You go in with an open heart and that's about it. You just got to go...
That's the worst thing that can happen.
You just got to go in with an open heart and space, and you will see very quickly how it's going to go. And if they didn't want to meet you, they wouldn't be meeting you. So, yeah. But, Steph, just DM me. Keep in touch about that. Okay. Karen says, Kim... Oh, it's all about me. Kim mentioned her Hashimoto's last week. Just wondering about tips and resources for a new diagnosis. Everything I was putting down to perimenopause has been masking my diagnosis, except for the obvious blood test results. I've just started on thyroxine, and I'm putting it all down to the stress of teenagers and hubby's cancer diagnosis.
Oh, fuck.
So for this playing along at home. He just got the all clear last month before his reversal surgery, and now we wait. So you've got to give... The thing with the thyroxine is...
Mummy! Can you press pause?
Hello. Sorry, there's a lot of very tall young men have walked in.
Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, my God, people. This group of, like...
Neanderthals.
Neanderthals just lumbered in, told us a horror story of how they just interacted with a female in a public setting, and which they thought was fantastic, and then just lolloped out again.
I tell them to fuck off.
The energy in the room just...
I know. Did you feel it? It was like... Oh. And they're massive kids.
They're
like,
just these big... They're units. They're rugby kids, so they're units. And then they just come in and they just... suck all the oxygen out of the room, and then they all like, sit. And
but they're all like, and then they get up. Teddy bears.
Yeah,
when they're lovely. They like lie all over me, and they want to hug me all the time. And yeah, I'm
they're
like,
all about the, you know,
gross. Like, get away. And like, I see them every day, but every day it's a hug, hello, and a hug, goodbye. And I'm like, just a simple, how are you going, Kate? Would be fine.
Yeah. Okay, back to Hashimoto's. Yes, Sarah's the same. Is Karen saying that to Sarah, or is Sarah saying that to Karen? Oh, I can never remember. That's from Sarah. Karen.
Hence, it's not good.
Anyway, the thyroxine takes a few weeks before you'll start to notice a difference. And the other thing is stay really hydrated, try and avoid sugar. Sugar is really bad. And, lots of, water. Did I say that?
Yes.
Rest, hydration, low sugar, let your thyroxine start to work.
P.S. We're not medical people, so...
No. Yeah. Sarah says, how many people are so over COVID they wish they could just run or go to sleep and wake up when it was all over? Yep. Helen had her birthday too, and now she's 54.
Good on you, Helen. Another Cancerian in the midst. We're caring people, we are.
Sally brings up the issue about night flushes. In the last four months, she wakes up 3 times a night to spontaneously combust. Anyone tried anything in the natural therapies realm that has helped with the overheating radiator syndrome? That's Leonie terrible. Says that acupuncture has helped. Huh. I love acupuncture. Sally, the thing that helped me was not drinking alcohol.
Yeah, so boring, isn't it? You don't want to hear that today, not this week.
And, you know, I had a glass of red wine last night, and I haven't had a glass of red wine for, a long time. And I even put the drops in it that, you know, counteracts the...
Kills everything.
Yeah. And I have had 3 hot flushes.
Today?
Like, yeah, since I drank it last night. Oh. It was worth it. It was really nice. But, I did not appreciate going to bed and then just being hot and cold and hot and cold all night.
Yeah, it sucks.
So,
I just interject there? My friends gave me some new linen. I've never slept so well in my life. It's called Bed Threads.
Oh, really?
Bed Threads. It's, yeah, it's French beautiful. Flax linen.
Yeah.
And it is just, it's cool and warm. And I don't know how they managed to do that. But it's cool and warm at the same time.
Oh.
It's really lovely. Can recommend.
Okay. Jill's got contact dermatitis from washing her hands so much. And... Do you know how that you put a post up the other day with your new ring, and then you were looking at your old lady hands? My old lady hands are so—they're just really upsetting.
Well, go to have a look at that post of that skincare range that Jack's recommending because they do have a good, very good hand cream. So go and have a look at that.
All right. Donna says you are both delightful. Please have snacks and booze and discuss at length.
Donna,
done.
We did that just for you.
Oh, Anna says, just wanted to say a huge thanks for the wonderful Woogies and Flushes support of us in Melbourne.
Oh.
Belinda, rage and frustration levels are through the roof. A long-term co-worker is returning from long service leave. Awesome. Love her and excited to have her back. However, I have lost hours due to this and the fucking dimwit that I also work with has gained more. Oh, so she's lost work. She's lost work because the person's coming back, but then someone else's.
Okay, you can give her a hernia.
The fucking dimwit. She then calls me. She's as thick as bricks and totally oblivious to the fact I'm constantly fixing her errors. Oh, Belinda.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. You can. Yeesh. Oh, Kira is off to the periodontist tonight. Yikes. They're like, that's...
Yeah,
like,
that's next the, level. I've been to a periodontist.
They're like the fancy dentist.
They knock you out.
Yeah.
They're like the dentists that go, yeah, too tricky.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I asked my dentist about my gap, because when he's put all my teeth in, I said, oh, will that fix my gap? And he goes, no.
I love your gap.
Everyone loves my gap. I worry that it's getting, that it's too wide, that it's not a little gap. It's wide enough that people go, is she missing a tooth? And that people think I'm like a Cletus. And he goes, you can fix it. He goes, I'm not very good at it.
Yeah. I'm not feeling great about that.
Oh, I'm like, no, okay.
Darling, we've got to finish soon because I've got a 5:30 reservation for dinner. Well, it's 5:30 or 8. And I can't go at 8.
Oh, you can't go at 8.
Sleep by then.
I actually love a 5:30 dinner.
Shut up, so do I.
Because then you have it. There's no one else. It's not packed and busy, noisy and you can just sort of there. And then you come home.
And you've got time to watch a movie.
You've got time to watch a movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're not going to get through all these. Stories about euthanizing dogs.
We're not going to get through all of those, but we will have to wrap it up there, Kim.
Kaz at the end says she listened for the first time the other day and she loved it.
Thank you. See, we're not dropping off. See, we're not becoming irrelevant.
Kaz, we've been keeping it up for 4 years.
We're not becoming irrelevant. We're not dropping off. We're not going anywhere, actually, because you need us.
Yeah.
And we need you to go and rate and judge us. So,
do you know our 4-year anniversary is next month?
Oh, we'll have to do
that. And that's just from this, like, that's just hot flush. That's not
Wiganberry. Well, we're like veterans on the scene. Why aren't we rich and famous yet?
Maybe because we're still sitting around a table, you know.
Talking into a dinosaur microphone.
Yeah. Would
you have it any other way?
No.
Oh, I would like to get some commercial partnerships out of it and make some money.
Oh, yes, yes.
That would be handy.
Yes.
But, big shout out to our Patreons. To be a Patreon, you can donate $5 a month. And you get good value for that. What do they get?
Us.
We turn up, particularly for the Patreons who are paying $5 a month to support us in batteries and twisties. And there's
maybe we do 45... special editions just for the Patreons.
Yes, let's do that. Join the Patreons. It's pinned to the top of the Facebook page. $5. It's $2.50 each for me and Kim.
Yeah.
And I think we offer good value for that.
We're your therapists.
We're your best friends. We're your fashion advisors.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
God damn it.
Yeah. Patreon. It's good. Anyway, I've got to go. You've got to go.
I'm going to go home and have my chicken cacciatore.
One more week of school holidays in New South Wales, and it's supposed to piss with rain.
Oh, how good has it been, though?
No.
Not having to get up.
Oh.
Not doing the school run. Because I haven't been... Because I've sort of been... We've been driving them because I don't want them on public transport.
Yeah.
And then I just was reaching a point of going, this is getting really boring.
Yeah,
I'm just going to start sitting them on the bus. And now it's like, no.
No. No. Anyway, you have a great week. We'll see you next week. As we like to say,
just keep plucking.
Bye.